Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are on the line with Legal Shield provider attorney Rebecca Carter, also with Friedman, Frammy, and Thrush out of Baltimore, and also you cover a lot of areas outside of Baltimore as well.
We do.
Rebecca, there's a new survey from Legal Shield that shows nearly half of buy now, pay later shoppers plan to make larger than usual holiday purchases this season, and almost as many plan to use it more frequently for gift buying. Buy now, pay later, though, it's not exactly all it's cracked up to be when you look further below the surface, is it?
No, but it's being aware. There's a lot of awareness to it. The concept of buy now, pay later isn't a new concept. And in fact, it's been around a long time if we think of the historical term of, layaway, where, a consumer's wanting to make a purchase and they're going to make monthly payments for a few months and own something. So it's not a new concept. What has developed here pretty in recent times are two things. One, it's very easy to use. There's a lot of companies that have gone live with buy now, pay later options embedded in all these websites, and I can get into that in a minute. But the other piece is that at the end of this year, early 2026, those buy now, pay later loans are going to be starting to be seen on credit reporting agencies. So that's a double-edged sword. If it's used in a positive way, you could potentially build credit. But the risk is if you default or misunderstand the terms and conditions of these sort of mini loan agreements, you can have a real negative impact on your credit, which then snowballs into less options for you credit-wise down the road. So that's a big shift in two ways. But I think the big concern for me and talking to consumers is that human nature is not to do the full math. I joke and call it girl math, but I'll say human math, because we don't add up our monthly responsibilities. The buy now, pay later concept, think of it as, you're online about to purchase insert anything. Let's say a purse. And you have an option to pay when you go to click. And this, people are shopping from their phones on their computers. That's how we shop now. And it's a button. And you can choose to use your credit card. You can choose to link to your credit checking account, which I never recommend, with cybersecurity and such. But and now you'll almost always see this buy now, pay later option. And that could be a couple different companies that are operating that. But if you're someone who, one, maybe have limited options on your credit card's at its limits, or there's already an issue. But I think more commonly you can justify, this makes more sense. Like, why would I pay interest? I'm going to get this item now, and pay this amount for the next 3 or 4 months and then be done with it. And I can afford an extra $40 a month. But if you're doing that over and over and over again, it's very hard to keep track of. And then it's also, we don't add up all the numbers, you know, and think about what we can actually really budget for on top of other debts and obligations. And then when you click that button and you very quickly scroll and say agree to terms and conditions, which no one reads, you have all these, you know, potential for a magnitude of, you know, fees, added costs, added interest, penalties. And then when you add that to the potential that now being on your credit report as these changes get underway at the end of this year, you know, it's a recipe for a challenge, you know. And then of course we're talking about the holidays, so everyone's buying even more, and you need to get your kid that video game or your sister that item, or what, you know, we want to buy things for the people we love. So it's this combination of stuff, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up too the terms and services that people, nobody reads them. Let's be honest, it's just too long. It's a whole legal document.
But I get it. Yeah.
That said, though, are people aware of the interest rates attached to buy now, pay later that might be hidden inside of those terms and conditions?
No, I think it's, you know, ignorance is bliss, right? You scroll through, you're like, this is easy. I don't have $500 right now, but I have $100. I know I can make, I can have an extra $100 every month, and I'll, in 5 months, this will be done, and problem solved. And if that's all it is, and that's your one purchase, and you're going to keep track of it and make the payments, it's not that it's inherently a terrible thing. But the risk is, like we just said, you scroll through, you hit agree, and then what if what happens if you miss a payment? What happens if it doesn't get paid off in that 5 months? What is the potential for penalties, which are, you know, those fees just for late fees and such, or what is the interest? Does that all get compounded at the end and suddenly you owe twice what the item was? And so, you know, or you're going into the holiday season and kind of being aware of these pitfalls is the first step. And then if you are going to utilize the tools that, like I said, I'm not trying to be all net, you know, there's a good potential in it if it's going to work within your budget. But if you're not going to keep organized, you could be setting yourself up for problems. So my biggest tip is to, if you are utilizing that, don't overutilize it, you know, one or two things, and keep good records and make sure you put in your email address, right? And then everyone's inbox has 10,000 messages, and it's just easy to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lose track of life.
No, that's right. Yeah, because I mean, you have so many things in your card every month that, you know, I might spend down to a certain amount, and then suddenly, oh, this $30 monthly payment I totally forgot about just came out on the 15th, and now here it is. Now I'm really dealing with it.
Right. Yeah. So being organized, being mindful, and being aware that, you know that has this added challenge of the impact on your credit scores and such that we weren't seeing before. I think it's just, you know, I know we're getting into the holidays. Black Friday is this Friday, when you and I are speaking now, and it's, you know, I guess I get less, you know, there's buy now, pay later in stores, of course, you know, when you're purchasing something live, but I think it's that online shopping we all do that really makes it easy. You know, you forget what you order, you're just not adding it all up because you also have a car payment and a mortgage, and you're going to have to buy all that Thanksgiving food and all these other added life costs.
So real, a lot of it comes down to just being careful then, right? Keeping your books and paying attention to your bank account.
Yeah, and I think just beyond your bank account, paying attention to your whole budget, which I know is an old school concept, right? I mean, I think of like my mother like balancing a checkbook, and now we do everything online, and it's all readily available. And if we're just, you know, if you're just working from one account and one credit card, it's very easy to log in and say, oh, here's what I'm spending, here's what I owe. But if you are inadvertently choosing other options of payment, like a different buy now, pay later company, you now are not just working with that one credit card, you're working with a whole multitude of different companies that you have now created an obligation to. And I think that, yeah, so it's not, it's paying attention to your primary accounts, but if you are, you know, clicking agree and pursuing some of these other payment options, you need to be keeping track in an organized way so you don't risk that penalty and in negative impact.
And what kind, if any, of legal troubles that people don't know of can come with missing payments?
It's sort of that snowball of thing. And of course, this is where, you know, I'm so passionate about being proactive, because when we're helping consumers, we are typically hearing from them on the backside of it, right? They've already missed. There's already a fee. There's already a credit impact. There's already, you know, a collection letter or a lawsuit or who knows what. So having a chance to speak with you and talk, you know, to kind of educate people ahead of the game is where my real passion is, genuinely. But as far as what we do see is after they've missed the payment, they're like, well, they're charging me $50 for this payment, but now they're also, it shows up as a late payment on my credit report. And then, you know, 6 months down the road, you're going to having to purchase a vehicle, and now your interest rate, you know, could have been this, but it's higher because your credit score has dropped. So it's that, I think that snowball or buying a house or, you know, student loans or whatever you're applying for, you know, you have that, not just the potential for the added fee, which is awful. You know, paying extra interest and fees is the very worst way to spend money. But then also that long-term impact of, well, now I have this negative impact where I'm not extended as much credit, or I have higher interest rates because of it. And all that accumulates. And in this tight economy, you know, the every dollar counts. And a lot of times, you know, if we hear from a consumer who's upset about, you know, it said, oh, well, I had 5 months to pay this. I'm like, well, but you also, you know, then we're reviewing what the terms were. Well, you also agreed to pay X amount every month, and it had to be paid by the 5th. And they're like, well, I thought it was the 15th. I mean, you know, we just don't pay attention to that fine print. And then once you're in a default situation, you know, the credit companies, you know, hold a lot of most of the power there. I mean, you've agreed to those terms. And, you know, some of them are more lenient than others, and will work with a consumer and just say, oh, well, okay, well, you know, but that's a gamble. That's a, you know, Hail Mary, like, oh, maybe they'll waive the fee. We don't want to be in that situation. I'd rather be talking to someone like yourself and telling people just use caution entering the situation, as opposed to on that back end when now the problem's in place.
Before we leave off here, would that be your number one piece of advice, is just make sure you're taking caution and having all your bases covered?
Yeah, I think as we get into the holiday season, it's take a good look at your monthly budget. Look at all the potential your normal expenses plus the added holiday expenses. And then as you're shopping on this upcoming weekend, and, you know, Cyber Monday is huge, and you have those options for payment, the buy now, pay later is going to be tempting, and it may be good for you. But if you are using that, take good notes. Keep the email confirmations. Be aware of when the payments are due, the amount due, what those terms are going into it, so you don't, you know, come January, February, March, you know, have that snowballed on you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.